श्री कृष्ण बलराम भगवान की, श्री श्री राधा बालेश्वर भगवान की, श्री श्री गौरता भगवान की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ सुदेव की जय। पंचतत्व की जय। सिक्स गोस्वामी वृंदावन की जय। जगदीश्वर प्रभुपाद की जय। गुरुदेव की जय। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदि गौरभक्तवृंद। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदि गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Mundi idrolu
जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा बरनेश्वर राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे जय राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय वृंदावन राम जय गौरनिता जय गौरनिता जय गौरनिता जय गौरनिता Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Bhagavan Ki Shri Shri Radha Bharaneshwar Bhagavan Ki Shri Shri Gaurinathai Bhagavan Ki Shri Shri Jagannath Subhadra Baladev Ki Shri Shri Narasimhadev Bhagavan Ki Jai Hom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakaja Rastotras Divine Grace Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki BBT Samsthapak Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Hom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakaja Rastotras Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj Thakur Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavanda Ki Jai Nama Charitdas Thakur Ki Jai Premsa Kaho Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopinath Radhakund Shyamakund Girgi Vardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Matra Gokula Dwara Kadam Ki Jai Jagannath Pradam Ki Jai Navadip Mayapur Dam Ki Jai Ganga Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti De Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Samayata Bhaktavanda Ki Jai Gaura Premanande All glorious testimony. All glorious testimony. All glories of Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmaya Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsa Jeevam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Dalita Shri Vishakanvitamcha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopik Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radeva Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchaya Kalpakarubhyesha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraya Nashta Praesha Vadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhattir Bhavati Naishtaki Hare Krishna, we need the parampara of what I am, this light to go. And the doom light. Srimad Bhagavatam. This dome light here, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 29th chapter, 13th verse. Chapter Explanation of Devotional Service by Lord Kapila. Salokya Sasti Samipya. Salokya Sasti Samipya. Sarupaikatvamatiyatha. Sarupaikatvamatiyatha. Pamatiyata Diyamanam Nagranti Diyamanam Nagranti Vinamatsevanam Janaha Vinamatsevanam Janaha Salokya Sasti Samipya Sarupaikatvamatiyata Diyamanam Nagranti Yenamatsevanam Janaha Salokya Sasti Samipya Sarupaikatvamiti Yuta Diyamanam Nagranti Yenamatsevanam Janaha Saloka Sasti Samipya Sarupaikatvamapi Yuta Diyamanam Nagranti Yenamatsevanam Janaha Saloka Sasti Samipya Diyamanam Nagranti Vinamatsevanam Janaha Salokya Sasti Samipya Svamatiyata Diyamanam Nagranti Vinamatsevanam Janaha Salokya Sasti Samipya Sarupaikatvamakiyata Diyamanam Nagranti Vinamatsevanam Janaha Salokya Sasti Samipya Sarupaikatvamakiyata Diyamanam Nagranti Vinamatsevanam Janaha Hare Krishna, what's the meaning? Salokya, living on the same planet. Sasti, having the same appearance. Samipya, to be personal associate. Sarupya, having the same bodily features. Ekatvam, oneness. Api, also. Yutha, even. Diyamanam, being offered. Na, not. Grananti, do accept. Vina, without. Mat, my. Sevanam, devotional service. Janaha, pure devotees. Translation purport by Divine Gadadhara Shunar and Bhakti Vedanta Samshil Prabhupada Ki. Pure devotees. A pure devotee does not accept any kind of liberation, Salokya, Sasti, Samipya, Sarupya or Ekatva, even though they are offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat the translation. A pure devotee does not accept any kind of liberation, Salokya, Sasti, Samipya, Sarupya or Ekatva, even though they are offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has given a very lengthy purport because it's a very, very important shloka. Lord Chaitanya teaches us how to execute pure devotional service out of spontaneous love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Sistashtaka, he prays to the Lord, O Lord, I do not wish to gain from you any wealth, nor do I wish to have a beautiful wife, nor do I wish to have many followers. All I want from you is that in life after life I may remain a pure devotee at your lotus feet. This is a similarity between the prayers of Lord Chaitanya and the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya prays, in life after life, indicating that a devotee does not even desire the cessation of birth and death. The yogis and the empiric philosophers desire cessation of the process of birth and death, but a devotee is satisfied even to remain in this middle world and execute devotional service. It is clearly stated herein that a pure devotee does not desire ekatva, oneness with the Lord, with the Supreme Lord, as desired by the impersonalist, the mental speculator and the meditators. To become one with the Supreme Lord is beyond the dream of a pure devotee. Sometimes he may accept promotion to the Vaikuntha planet to serve the Lord there, but he will never accept merging into the Brahman effulgence, which he considers worse than hellish. Such ekatva or merging into the effulgence of the Supreme Lord is called Kaivalya. But the happiness derived from Kaivalya is considered by the pure devotee to be hellish. The devotee is so fond of rendering service to the Supreme Lord that the five kinds of liberation are not important to him. So this what is highlighted here is the today's topic which we'll be discussing. If one is engaged in pure transcendental loving service to the Lord, it is understood that he has already achieved the five kinds of liberation. So I'll repeat this. If he is engaged in pure transcendental loving service to the Lord, it is understood that he has already achieved the five kinds of liberation. When a devotee is promoted to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, he receives four kinds of facilities. One of these is Salokya, living on the same planet as the Supreme Personality. The Supreme Person in his different planetary expansions lives on innumerable Vaikuntha planets, and the chief planet is Krishna Loka. Just as within the material universe, the chief planet is the sun, in the spiritual world, the chief planet is Krishna Loka. From Krishna Loka, the bodily affluence of Lord Krishna is distributed not only to the spiritual world, but to the material world as well. It is covered by matter, however, in the material world. In the spiritual world, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, and on each one, the Lord is predominating deity. A devotee can be promoted to one such Vaikuntha planet to live with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Sasti liberation, the opulence of the devotee is equal to the opulence of the Supreme Lord. Samipya means to be personally associated with the Supreme Lord. The Sarupya liberation, the bodily features of the devotee are exactly like those of the Supreme Person, but for two or three symptoms found exclusively on the transcendental body of the Lord. Shrivasta, for example, the hair on the chest, the Lord, particularly distinguishes him from his devotees. A pure devotee does not accept these five kinds of spiritual existence, even if they are offered, and he certainly does not anchor after material benefits, which are all insignificant in comparison with the spiritual benefits. When Prahlad Maharaj was offered some material benefit, he stated, My Lord, I have seen that my father achieved all kinds of material benefits, And even the demigods were afraid of his opulence, but still in a second you have finished this life and all is material prosperity. For a devotee there is no question of desiring any material or spiritual prosperity. He simply aspires to serve the Lord. That is his highest happiness. Hare Krishna. Thus in the translation purported by the Divine Gosha Bhashanara in the Bhaktivedanta Samishma Prabhupada ki Om Jnana Timiraz Ndrasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Malita Mena Tasma Shri Guruve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Jai Pataka Swami Niti Nama Nama Acharya Padaya Nityaya Kripa Pradaya Nye Gaura Katha Damalaya Nagra Kramatani Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Nama Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Sachandir Vishayishundir Pashyati Deshatari Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karotiva Pachalam Pangam Langete Grivat Kripata Mahamandya Paramananda Madhu Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanitaya Cha Jagadityaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaha Pankajamadine Namaha Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajankre Ananda Leelamaya Vigrahaya Yemava Divya Charisundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. We are in the Kapila Gita. Lord Kapila is none other than Lord Shri Krishna himself, as he says in Bhagavad Gita, among the sages I am Lord Kapila. So here now Lord Kapila is teaching his mother Dehavuti about the pure devotional service, which is beyond the any kind of liberation. So just what topic we are discussing. So in the 8th verse, Lord Kapila discussed what is devotional service in the mode of darkness, where envious, proud, violent and angry, and who is a separatist. These exist in any devotee, then that devotional service is in the mode of ignorance. Then the passion is motive for material enjoyment, fame and opulence. So when the devotee worships the Lord with this motive for material enjoyment, fame and opulence, that is in the mode of passion. And in the mode of goodness is he offers the result of his activity in order to free himself from the inebrieties of fruitive activity. So they are in the devotional service in the mode of ignorance, passion and goodness, then pure goodness. Then he says the unadulterated devotional service exhibited when one's mind is at once attracted to hearing the transcendental name and qualities of the Supreme Personal Godhead. Last class we discussed beautifully about this. And then today's work, a pure devotee does not accept any kind of liberation. Salukya, Shastra, Samhita, Swarupya, Ekatva, even though they are offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thanks. So the question arises, why do they not accept liberation? So sitting here, how many of us really want to get liberated from this material world? Back to Godhead. Only that much? Everybody want to go to back to Godhead or no? Those who want to go, please chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So all of us, we want to go to back to Godhead, definitely, yes. But here Lord Kapila is teaching the pure devotees, they do not accept liberation. So
So when we under the dictionary meaning accept, we will understand what is the reason behind it, but anyway we will discuss in detail about this. So why not accept liberation? So dictionary meaning accept is to agree to take something. This is the dictionary meaning. But when we say the pure devotional service is anyabhilashita shunyam, there is no asha, there is no desire. So basically there itself we can understand that the devotees never desire pure devotees. So why pure devotees does not accept any kind of liberation? So we'll discuss three reasons here. Reason one, because liberation is offered naturally for a pure devotee. So what is the meaning of natural? Whether you ask for it or you don't ask for it, it is offered. Huh? It's a byproduct, it's natural. So what happens, like to give an example to this, a father's property is naturally belongs to the son. Whether it's naturally, that the law supports it. So that the son, he doesn't have to make an effort to get the property. What he has to do? He has to just please his father. Automatically the property will come. He may have a motive that I must get my father's property. But he doesn't have to work for it. What he has to do? He has to simply please his father. That's it. Everything will come. In fact, if the father has got many children, he will give the major share to that son who is very dear to him. Dear in the sense who can see that the property is protected, of course, the father also sees. So same way here, we'll discuss three reasons why the devotee does not desire liberation. So from 10th canto, 14th verse, 8th, 14th chapter, 8th verse. Anybody can remember who spoke it?
Brahma.
Yeah, Lord Brahma spoke this verse. Tatte anukampam su samikshamano bunjanayavatma kritam vipakam ridvak vapurbir radan namaste jivet yo mukti pade sada dayabak. So he says, my dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering your respect obeisance with his heart, words and body surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. So rightful claim. So what is the discussion we are having? This is has to be there till the end. What is the subject now we are talking? No, that is still yet to come. So talk is yet to come. But now we are discussing why the devotee does not accept liberation. So we are in that. This is part of the Srila Prabhupada's purport. So first is that whether they desire or they don't desire, pure devotees, when they engage in the pure devotional service of the Lord, the liberation becomes their natural, rightful claim. So there is no doubt about it. So that's why they don't have to desire separately, like we give them the father. Number two, liberation service has made servant to a pure devotee. See, this is something still higher. That we think that we should run after liberation. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So this is the purushartha it is called. When one takes a human birth, minimum he should follow this. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But here, liberation means service as a maid servant to a pure devotee. So Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, third verse, lecture given Srila Prabhupada in 1975. He quotes this one. So for a bhakta, the liberation is already there. Srila Bilvamangala Thakur has said, Mukti Swayam Mukalitanjali Sevati Asmar. We are devotees. So Mukti, liberation is standing on my door with folded hands. What can I do for you? So a devotee is not aspiring liberation. So here, in this is the Bilvamangala Thakura's Shloka, Srila Prabhupada is quoting. So when we understand this, that should we desire for liberation is already there. Should we desire or no need to desire? No need to desire, Hare Krishna. Still doubt is there. Number three, pure devotee reaches supreme abode without separate endeavor. See, we are going higher and higher. Pure devotee reaches supreme abode without separate endeavor. That means you are not doing any effort to go back to Godhead. So this we will take from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. 8th chapter, 28th verse. Vedeshu yajneshu tapasu chaiva. Daneshu yatpunya palam pradistam. Atyeditat sarvam idam viditva. Yogi param sthanam upeti chajyam. A person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from. Now here, Lord Shri Krishna is speaking about not only liberation, what a devotee will get when he renders pure devotional service. I repeat, when we engage in devotional service, we are not only getting the liberation, but what all we get is saying. One, studying the Vedas. So when we study the word Jnana Yoga, Jnana Yajna, when we get out of it, he says, when you do the devotional service, even the jnana yajna, the benefit of the jnana yajna, you will get. Then, performing sacrifices or dana also, undergoing austerities, giving charity, pursuing philosophical and frutta activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these and at the end he reaches the supreme eternal abode. So whatever we get, all the benefit, yajna, dana, jnana, all the best plus, at the end, we will go back to Godhead. So devotional service is attractive or no? Should you do or no? Hare Krishna. So now, so being Krishna conscious, am I liberated? So how do we know? Krishna says you will get all this. But at the same time, I must know whether I am in the right path of liberation or no. What is the checkpoint? Yeah, we discussed this last class. So what is the? Yeah, Kleshagni is there. But now we are talking about liberation. The devotee does not accept liberation. So if he does not accept liberation, we should understand, we are doing the devotion for liberation, then I am liberated or no. If I am liberated, then why I need liberation? If a son has got wealth much more than the father, he will never desire for the wealth of the father. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't come, doesn't matter. So if I am liberated already, then why I should make a separate endeavor for liberation? No need. So that is the position of the devotees actually. Being Krishna conscious, am I liberated? So how many of you are saying yes? Hare Krishna. So here, how many of you are saying yes or no? Hare Krishna. Let's go through the Shastra to understand it. Hare Krishna. So being Krishna conscious, am I liberated? We have only one, Hare Krishna, we have only one came saying yes. There is nobody said no. Or is there anybody saying no? Hare Krishna. So first, pure devotional service rendered by a pure devotee, he doesn't desire liberation, right? So first we'll understand who is pure devotee is. Devotee means who engages in pure devotional service, anyadilashata shunyam, we have quoted this, that means he does not have any desire. So Srila Prabhupada today's purport writes, if one is engaged in pure transcendental loving service to the Lord, it is understood that he has already achieved the five kinds of liberation. Now will you agree with Srila Prabhupada now? So if one is engaged in pure devotional service, understood that, he's already achieved the five kinds of liberation. In truth, it is only liberated stage that one can engage in pure devotional service. Actually, that is the fact. So now, how can you understand it? From Srila Rupa Goswami, this is a beautiful verse. Iha yasya hare dasye karmana manasagira nikalasvapi avasthasu jivan mutta sa uchyate. A person acting in Krishna consciousness with his body, mind, intelligence and words is a liberated person. Jivan mukta. Even within this material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. See, the shloka doesn't look very complicated. It looks very simple. But you'll have to connect this verse in the earlier verse of Kapila Deva, where you are specifically saying that the devotional service, when they are contaminated by the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance, what happens? Then he is not, even this rendering devotional service is not pure, it's contaminated, it cannot lead to liberation. But here, a person acting in Krishna consciousness with his body, mind, intelligence. So these three are very important. This is where we will be discussing at the end of the class. You have to remember, with the body, mind and intelligence. Mind and intelligence, what it refers to? Subtle body, yes. Please remember this. Is intelligent. What is the liberate person? Jivan Mukta. Even within this material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activity. So this is the question. What is the position of liberated stage? Jivan Mukta. So we understand from this that when one engages in pure devotional service, even with this material world, he is a liberated soul. Like we see a rich person. How can you understand that he is rich? His opulence or his charity, we can see the way he is living. Sick person, by his bodily symptoms, we can say that he is a sick person. The same way, we should also be able to see who is a liberated person. There must be some symptoms. So it is not that I have come to Krishna consciousness, I am chanting, then I am a liberated person. I must have certain symptoms that make me a liberated person. This subject matter, actually, it's not when we discuss, or myself I'm discussing about that we are liberated. This subject matter which we are going to see part of this class can inspire us, can motivate us to improve our devotional service, where we have to check ourselves. Basically, it's a checklist that I have taken the path of devotional service, I am chanting the holy name of the Lord, I am trying to serve the Vaishnava, I am trying to please Krishna by my devotional service, but am I in the right path to serve Krishna purely? Because the subject matter which we are discussing is what? Pure devotion. And what is the subject matter? Object is what? The subject matter is the liberation. And Lord Kapila is saying that devotees does not accept liberation. That means, if they don't accept liberation, they must be above the liberation, because they don't need it. That means it is the pure devotional service. So how we will reach there? So this Jivan Mukta is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 4th chapter, 5th verse, very beautiful, long purport there, but we are not going to, we only take part of this purport. But before that, we'll take different acharyas, how they give their tika or how they give the meaning of Jivan Mukta or Jivan Mukti. Srila Sridhara Swami says that Mahima means liberation in this life. We should act in such a way in this life that after giving up this body, we will become liberated from the bondage of repeated birth and death. This is called Jivan Mukta. So here Sridhara Swami is saying, what he is saying? That we should act in this life in such a way that after leaving this body, you should get liberation. That is the meaning of Jivan Mukti. Now, Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura points out that word Mahima means returning to the spiritual world, back home, back to Vaikuntha. So, this is the different meanings. Sri Sukadeva Goswami says that the word Mahima means that the devotee attains the qualities of the Supreme Person, the Godhead. That is called Sadharma, or the same quality. Just as Krishna is never born and never dies, his devotees who return to the Godhead never die and never take birth within this material world. That is why they are eternally liberated. See here, Sadharma, they are the same quality. In the earlier shloka, Kapila was speaking in the mode of ignorance and passion. He was talking about the whom he was pointing towards there? A separatist. You remember? A separatist means who does not know the real interest of the Lord and he acts totally different. And the nectar of devotion, Srila Prabhupada writes, Satatam means this chanting will continue after liberation also. Before liberation and after liberation, therefore, it is nitya. Real chanting begins after liberation, not that by chanting one reaches the liberation. No, that is not the fact. Satatam kirtayantomam yatantashya dradavata. So we had a question, whether devotional service we are liberated. So what Srila Prabhupada says here? Whatever chanting is liberated. But we will know, did we reach that place? So what are the symptoms of a jivan mukta? So it says that yes, one who is taken up the devotional service, liberated soul. One who is chanting the holy name of the Lord is also liberated soul. And also in Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that if one is chanting the holy name of the Lord, that means in his previous life he must have finished all the yajnas, visiting all the holy dhams, all this he has finished. Srila Viraraghava Acharya states that in the Chandogya Upanishad, there are 8 symptoms of a jivan mukta. A person who is already liberated even when living in this body. So this is today's main topic, that being Krishna conscious, am I liberated? So we will, all these 8 symptoms are there. So we will see how many we have achieved now and how we are going to achieve it. How many we have? And Krishna says that what I protect what you have and I give what you don't have, what you lack. So we will see in our devotional practice what we have and what we don't have. So symptoms are, first symptom, who is in this picture now? Jadabharata here. Jadabharata here and King Rahavagana there. And particularly the Jadabharata side, what happens here is the palanquin, it is down a little bit. So the first symptom of jivan mukta is apahata papa, which means a jivan mukta is apahata papa, which means that he is free from all sinful activities. So basically, one who is liberated in this life does not commit any sinful activity. So in our devotional life, we said checklist is there. So sinful activity, what is our checklist here? 4 regulative principles. We are not, this is also, this is part of the liberated jivan mukta stage, that he is totally free from 4 sinful activities. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling and no intoxication. So here Jadabharata we will see, King Bharata was the king, then he left the kingdom, he went to the forest, then he became so compassionate to the deer child, then he became conscious of the deer when he left the body, then he has to take a body of the deer, but in the body of the deer he had the previous consciousness of his life. So he was already there like Avadhuta in the body of deer, his consciousness, and then he got the Jadabharata. So Jadabharata's symptom was totally like Avadhuta. He was not external. That is why he is walking like this here, looking at the ants that he will kill, that he should not commit any papa, sin of killing. So that is why he is walking like this. So the jivan mukta, the liberator's first symptom is that he does not engage in sinful activity. So for us, it is to understand 4 regulative principles. And Mrigari also, 4 regulative principles. So who is here? Bhishma Pitamaha is here. Vijara. Which indicates that he is not subjected to the miseries of old age. So here, Bhishma Pitamaha, he is also one of the Mahajana. So that's why, so liberated soul also, he is one of the Mahajana. So here Bhishma Pitamaha is in the bed of arrows, but even though he is the old age, actually he was still, he had the power of the young. So Prabhupada writes here, in reality this does not refer to the body but to the heart. His heart is innocent as a child and as enthusiastic as a bubbling youth who has unlimited dreams and ambitions, except that they are all directed towards pleasing Krishna. Even though the difficulties of old age affect him, he overcomes them by intense determination to serve the Lord. So who is our inspiration for this particular vijara, which indicates that he is not subjected to the miseries of old age? Who is our inspiration? Srila Prabhupada is the example for this. That is why he is a liberated soul. That the old age, even the till the last breath, he was Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhishma and Srila Prabhupada also. So who is in this picture now? Ajamila. So Vimrityu, which means a liberated person prepares himself in such a way that he does not take on any material bodies which are destined to die. In other words, he does not leave this world like an ordinary materialist. See, Ajamila was given another chance, but that time he was very determined. And in our devotional life, do we know that we have another chance? Do we know whether we have another chance? 100% we know that we are going to take birth. That is no doubt. Yeah, we will be 100 millions of chance. But are we going to take chance? This is the question. See, Vimruti is that a liberated person prepares himself in such a way that he does not take any more material bodies which are destined to die. But our position is that we can get millions of bodies. There is no scarcity. Even 84 million species, anything we can choose. But are we ready to take another body? So when we ask this question, and when we are very determined, no, I am not prepared to take another material body, then that stage is Vimrityu. That means that is also a symptom of a liberated soul, even within this material body. Example, Ajamila. Huh? Yeah, Ajamila, when he was given another chance, he was very serious. When he was given the second chance, he had a chance, but we do not have a chance. But Ajamila, when he was given the chance that he was again brought back to the same body, he becomes so serious. He gone to Badrikashram and was again devotional service, saying that I will never again fall down to the material. So that is Vimruti. That symptom is also symptom of a liberated soul. Who is in the picture here? Prabhuji, I will finish this and will address the question. Hare Krishna. Jiva, because there is a time. But we can address this question. So Jivan Mukta, who is in this picture now? Bunti Maharani. So Vishoka, which indicates that he is careless or uncaring to material distress and happiness. So we know the life of Mother Kunti. What she was begging? They give me more and more distress. Why she was begging that? Because she was saying that my remembrance of your lotus feet should be uninterrupted, like the Ganges flowing to the ocean. So like that. So here, one of the symptoms of a liberated soul within this material body is also that Ishoka, that means that he is indifferent to material distress and happiness. So Mother Kunti. And then Vijigasa. Who is in the picture here? Parikshit Maharaj with the dead snake is about to put on the shoulder of Samyukta Rishi. So which indicates that he no longer desires material enjoyment. So Parikshit Maharaj, the moment he heard, after this incident, the moment he heard that he is going to die within 7 days, did he have any interest on his kingdom, whether his beautiful wife, his children, nothing. He just left. So Parikshit Maharaj, of course, all these devotees who were named, they were already liberated souls. That's why the examples are there. So immediately he left the kingdom. So now here, Parikshit Maharaj, he came to know that there are 7 days. But in our life, what do we know about ourselves? You don't know anything about ourselves. How long we will live in this earth. So Jivan Mukta is that, actually he is no longer desires material enjoyment. Because why he doesn't desire material enjoyment? What is our cause of our very existence here? It is a desire for material enjoyment. So here, Krishna and Sudama, Apipatha, which means that he has no desire other than to engage in devotional service of Lord Krishna. See, Here Sudama Brahmana, he went to Krishna on the request of his wife to get something from Krishna. But his devotion to Krishna was so high, he did not ask anything. See, this is what we were discussing about the devotional service in the mode of ignorance, passion and goodness. The devotee, when he desires something, it becomes contaminated. But the Shuddha Bhakti is unabashed, that there is no desire. So who is here? Haritandara Vadi. Krishna, Arjuna and Mahavishnu. So another system is Satya Kama, which indicates that all his desires are directed to the Supreme Truth, Krishna. He does not want anything else. So here, all his desires are directed to the Supreme Truth, Krishna. He does not want anything else. So in Arjuna, in the 11th chapter, the Lord himself says this. He says that nimitta matram bhava savya sachin. He says that you become my tool. That means Arjuna's every activity, like a tool, like the sculpture. In the sculpture, actually it comes to a very good shape. But actually who does it? The Shilpi, no? Yeah, sculptor. What they call him? Yeah. Shilpi, we know the Shilpi. He. But actually, his mind, his hand is there, but actually called by the tool. The Arjuna was tool in the hand of Krishna. So, the same way in our devotional service, how it applies in a Jivan Mukta, a liberate soul in this birth, that we should be the tool of the Lord. But that may be very difficult. How can I be the tool of Lord? Where I will see the Lord? Then we become the tool of the Vaishnavas, our Guru. Then automatically, we also that symptom is also part of the Jivan Mukta. The final one is Satya Sankalpa, which means finally a Jivan Mukta is Satya Sankalpa. Whatever he desires is fulfilled by the grace of Krishna. First of all, he does not desire anything for his material benefit. And secondly, if he desires anything at all, he simply desires to serve the Supreme Lord. That desire is fulfilled by the Lord's grace. That is called Satya Sankalpa. But here Dhruva Maharaj is there. But Dhruva Maharaj in the beginning, did he had desire or he did not have desire? He had the desire. So how he can be Satya Sankalpa? Here. Yeah, he will. But here Satya Sankalpa, Jivan Mukta is whatever he desires is fulfilled by the grace of the Lord. See, even though he had a desire, he went to the Lord, but he did not beg. But still the Lord avoided. Why the Lord avoided? What he says, Lord, there? Because you desired, I am still awarding you the kingdom. He is awarding the kingdom to the Lord. Now we'll go to the summary to make it. Hare Krishna. So first is apahata papa, which means freed from all sinful activity. So this we don't have doubt. So when we take this point, are we in the stage of liberation or no? On the path. If we strictly follow, definitely yes. You might have heard many times, Srila Prabhupada said, follow four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, then definitely you will come back to Godhead, or I will make the way for you to go to Godhead. So this is first part. Then Vijara, he is not subjected to the miseries of old age. So we give an example of Srila Prabhupada. That means that actually what is the misery basically? The misery is that all our activities, if they are not connected with Krishna, that is the misery. That is the misery. If all our activity is not connected with Krishna, that is the misery. So he is not subject to misery. Old age means it's not body. The body will go anyway. But the misery is that he will never forget Krishna for a moment. So that's why Rupa Goswami says, never forget Krishna, always remember. These principles will supersede all other rules and regulations. So it's not subject to misery. Old age means he will never forget Krishna for a moment. And then, he does not take any more material bodies. So, we know, Anta Kale Che Mameva Smaran Muktva Kalevaram. One who remembers Krishna all the time, definitely the Lord will help him to go back to Godhead. Tell us, or, yeah, he is indifferent to material distress and ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ಮಾತ್ರ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶಸ್ತು ಕಂತೆಯ ಶೀತೋಷ್ಣ ಸುಖ ದುಃಖ ಆಗಮ ಪಾಯದಲ್ಲಿದ್ದ ಸ್ಥಾಂ ಚಿತ್ತಕ್ಷ ಭಾರತ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂತ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾತ್ಮನ ಶೋಚತಿ ನ ಕಾಂಕ್ಷತಿ ಸಮ ಸರ್ವೇಶ್ ಭೂತೇಶ್ ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಲಭತೆ ಪರಂ. ಯಾ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ವಿಜಿಗತ್ಸ ಈ ನೋ ಲಾಂಗರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಭೋಗೈಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಪ್ರಸಕ್ತಾನ ಪ್ರಯಪ್ರದ ಚೇತಸಂ ವ್ಯವಸಾಯಾತ್ಮಕ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಮಾಧಾನ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ. ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಭೋಗ ಅಂಡ್ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಗೋಲ್ ದೆನ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಕಪಿಲ ಮುನಿ ದಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗುಡ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಮಿಕ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲೀಡ್ ಟು ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್. Then apipata, he has no desire other than to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. So are we in this or no? Hare Krishna. Satyakama, all his desires are directed to the supreme truth, Krishna. See, we may in our devotional service, many desires. In our sadhana, that means our personal life, or in the service to the temple. But this is, if we have to think that by this life, I must end my miserable life, these are very, very important. All is desire directed to supreme truth. That means, that desire, supreme truth means we should know the authority whom we should follow. It's not that what I think is right and I will do what I want, but it is Krishna's service, Prabhupada's mission, it will not work. It has to be for it as we have to follow the supreme truth means our authorities. Then satya sankalpa, whatever it desires is fulfilled by the grace of Krishna. So all these points are, what are these symptoms of liberated soul in this life? All these are the symptoms of liberated soul in this life. Now we'll just reconcile. First, is it easy or difficult? That is Hare Krishna. If you associate with the devotees, with the temple, very nice. It's easy. It's not subject to miseries of old age. If you practice now, it is sure. But who knows, we will live after the old age. We may die before. So this is not a problem also. Hare Krishna. So Vimrutyu, it does not take any more material bodies. If we are serious in this life, definitely yes. Then indifferent to material distress and happiness. This is a little bit up and down will be there. Because we are material body, the sentiments are already there. But at the same time, we should see whether my distress and my happiness, is it connected with Krishna? For example, if a Vaishnava is leaving the body, yes, we should be great distress. A Vaishnava is suffering, yes, we should be in great distress. And if a devotee is advancing, we should be great happiness. So this is indifference at the same time, but they are favorable. That he no longer desires material enjoyment. This is the most difficult part. He has no desire other than engage in devotional service of the Lord, connected with five. If five is not strong, then six will not be strong also. Satyakama, all his desire directs supreme truth. Yes, this we can make an endeavor. Then whatever he desires fulfilled by the grace of the Lord, this is 100% guaranteed. Ye atamam prapadyante, tam tataiva bhajame. As one surrender unto me, I reward them according to Krishna says in 4th chapter, 11th verse. So satya sankalpa is guaranteed. There is no doubt about it. Now we come to the question that, okay, we said that a pure devotee who engages in the devotional service of the Lord, he is Jivan Mukta, he is liberated within this material world. And now we understood this symptom, that these are the symptoms. But what is our journey from material, from the conditioned life to the spiritual, eternal or liberated soul? What is our journey? How we are going? Jivan Mukta, journey to liberation. Actually, the one verse which will quote from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, this verse If you Hare Krishna, the shloka number is wrong, there it is in the second chapter. Yeah. This work, if we take very seriously, this will make our spiritual life very strong. Please repeat after me. Jatyachyahi dhruvam mrityu. Dhruvam janma mritasya cha. Tasmada pariyaryarthe. Natvam shochitam arhasi. Actually, this verse is also the verse which we should remember every day. Because if we understand this verse in truth, our spiritual life will become very, very strong. See the translation what Krishna says. One who has taken his birth is sure to die. And after death, one is sure to take birth again. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament. So here Krishna is a Bhagavad Gita shloka. Krishna himself is speaking that one who has taken his birth is sure to die. And that is okay, that is fine. It's very good. All my miseries will end with the material body. Relaxed. But the next word Krishna says, this is most worry. That after death, one is sure to take birth again. Now the big question, two questions will arise. That what body I am going to get and how I am going to get the body? What body I am going to get and what body I am going to, what body I am going to get and how I am getting that body? We have, what is the, Krishna has given a very wide choice for us. So what is the choice for us? 84 lakhs, not 1, 2, 3, 4, 1000, 84 lakhs choice. So what I am going to get it? And third question, important one. Should I near the body again? So which question is the best question? Last one. So should I near the body again? So Lord Kapila said, Jarayati Ashuya Kosham Nigiranam Analoyatha. Bhakti, devotional service, dissolve the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego of the living entity without separate effort. Just as fire in the stomach digests all that we eat. So here Lord Kapila is saying in the earlier chapter, bhakti devotional service dissolve the subtle body. So when it says dissolve, what does that mean? Those are science students, they can easily understand. All of you know ice. When the ice dissolves, what it becomes? Water. That means ice itself does not have any reality. Its reality depends on temperature. It's the ice really temperature. The moment temperature cools down, the ice becomes water. But water is the original source. Same way, here, bhakti dissolves the subtle body means, that means subtle body means it dissolves, means there must be something within the subtle body that it dissolves. Because mind, intelligence and ego, they are not only, they don't exist in the material world, they also exist in the spiritual world. The mind is there, pure mind is there, pure intelligence is there, and pure ego is also there. We know false ego, ego and pure ego. False ego is identified with the body. And ego is, I am Brahmasmi. And the true ego is Jivara Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. Nitya Krishna, that identify with Krishna is the true ego. That ego is accepted. That we are the Dasa Anu Dasa Anu Dasa. That is accepted. So here, dissolved subtle body means that there is something attached with the subtle body. Subtle body means basically the soul which is a covering subtle body. That has to be dissolved. So what is dissolved of subtle body? So today what we are going to take? Satya Sankalpa. We should desire anything for Hare Krishna. What is this subtle body? To be continued in part 2. Which next month class we will take. Because it's another subject which is very important. See, it is a journey. We are in the material conscious and we are going to the spiritual conscious. And we are engaged in the bhakti, but the bhakti is again contaminated by the three modes. By the ignorance, by the passion and goodness. So how to transcend these three modes, ignorance, passion and goodness, in which stage that it, in which stage the living entity has to pass to become the liberated. So we said eight stages. So how these eight stages are connected with transforming from material conscious to spiritual conscious. So today we'll discuss in the next class. So today we'll take home is Satya Sankalpa, which is for liberation. We should not desire anything for material benefit affected by three modes. And even if we desire anything at all, simply to serve the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. So the desire for enjoyment of this material body is the cause of our conditional life. So we should come out. So how we can come out of this desire will be discussed in the part 2 in the next class when it is assigned. Hare Krishna. Yes, now we can, if there is any questions, any clarity or correction, please do so. Sridhar Prabhu, you asked something. Yeah, what I could understand till Anurtha Nivritti, then you have Nishtha Asakti Ruchi, right? Yes. Till Anurtha Nivritti is the Sadhana Bhakti, then it is the Bhava Bhakti, Raghavanava Bhakti. So, till Anurtha Nivritti is not finished, it cannot come to a pure devotional service, neither he may be in the path of liberation, but he is not in the Jivan Mukti stage. He is not. Yeah, is Jivan Mukti means he has to reach the Anurtha Nivritti stage. Bhava stage? Yeah, yeah. Bhava is comes after Anurtha Nivritti, no? Yeah, yeah. It has to be. Anurtha Nivritti has to pass. Then Asakti, Ruchi, Bhava and Prema. Hare Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jagat Gushla Prabhupada ki.
So this part, second part is the conclusion part of this. It's only half of it I took. Because we should understand liberation, mukti means it doesn't come just like that. There are stages, there are phases. So we now, today we understood what are the symptoms of liberation. Now, the next class we are discussing how that symptom, how we can develop that. How we develop the, develop a stage to go to liberation, we'll discuss in the second part. Hare Krishna.